The following program is brought to you by Chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide puts answers to your questions in one simple place. www.chemotherapy.com.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Over the next month, our Discovery Health podcast will bring you stories of cancer survivors. Last month, we asked visitors to discoveryhealth.com to call us and tell us their stories of survival. Now, over the next month, our Discovery Health podcast will feature these uplifting stories. This week, Gail's story of cancer survival.
I have never smoked in my life and lived a very, very healthy life. And in 2000, was diagnosed with lung cancer and then declared free of it when after the operation. And in 2003, an X-ray taken by chance for a stomach virus found it on my other lung. So I've survived on the right lung since 2000. And on the left lung since 2003. And the first one was found by going for a preventative scan at Cooper Clinic in Dallas, Texas, because they were the only ones with an electronic beam tomography. And I had the 7-minute scan fully clothed, and the radiologist said that I had better get back to the Boston area and my doctors right away because they found something on the right lung. And I was in shock because I expected a lot of other things in my life, but not lung cancer. And after many, many tests, because I was so healthy, the doctors tended to believe that it wasn't that either. That was in October of 2000, and December 6th, they went in for an exploratory because all the tests had been negative. And sure enough, it was bronchial alveolar carcinoma. And it was 1 centimeter and stage one, which is what every cancer survivor wants to hear because that's a better chance to survive. Now, what I have done since then is to be very active as an advocate for lung cancer research and early detection. Having started the Mammography Fund for Women in Need back in 1990 in New London, New Hampshire, I realized that mammograms could help save lives, and so I started a fund for women at that time. We have no such sort of thing going on for lung cancer, and we need early detection. That's what's brought prostate cancer down to a 99% or up to a 99% survival rating. And it's brought breast cancer up to an 88% survival rating. We need advocacy for lung cancer, but the stigma is such that people think that if you get lung cancer, you deserve it, and that's not so. Because the fastest growing group of people getting lung cancer are non-smokers, and the research does not tell why. Now, for survival, I think the best, Lance Armstrong's book was mega big for me when I was recovering from the shock and the pain and the operation. And I thank him for what he did for everyone. But I found the biggest thing for me in surviving was to have a project. So after I got through the pain and the finding out all about that I could about the disease, because it came, as I said, from nowhere for me, I just got into projects and treated cancer as a project with a beginning, a middle, and an end, and find that keeping busy and focusing and enjoying my grandchildren and my husband and my children and just going forward and doing all the things I did before is the way to survive. You can't be a victim. You have to take charge and you have to run with it.
For more stories of cancer survival and recovery, visit discoveryhealth.com.